Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you. We worship you. We thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that with you as our Lord, nothing is impossible with us. If we speak your words in the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, and nothing shall be impossible. Now, Father, as the word goes out today, reveal it to the men and women that they may hear it, they may understand it, but they may know what they have to do for the power of God to work in their life, because all people need to know how to make the power of God work in their life. Father, I praise you and thank you for this day, and may the word go out and do its work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now then, yesterday, I was talking about the big churches. I ran out of time, but I was talking about all these, some of these things are wonderful, big, beautiful buildings. I mean, these people have got awesome teachers and preachers and everything else standing in these pulpits. They have great power. They have beautiful buildings. They have a great financial budget. And they're just, they have kids out there all the time. They're always doing things. And it's amazing, these churches. And I've been a member of several of these in my life. But the thing I have noticed is just exactly what 2 Timothy 3 says. Most of the churches today, it is a shame that they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And the Lord says in his word, from such turn away. In other words, if you have a church, I don't care how big or how little, I don't care how many pastors you have, whether they've been to seminary or whether they have not been to seminary, if these men, these teachers standing in the pulpits, totally deny the power of God, and you're not seeing any wonderful miracles, salvations, healings, deliverances, or whatever in that church, the Lord told us to turn away from such a church. He says, these people, in 2 Timothy 3:5, he said, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, and from such turn away. There must be something wrong with the majority of churches today. Some of them are walking in the power. Some of them are preaching holiness. Some of them are preaching salvation, and many people are being born again. But some churches, it's a shame that some churches don't even have their people to read and study the Word of God. Don't even ask them to bring a Bible to church when they come. I mean, it's amazing how many people I go minister to that are sick and afflicted. And when I go and I ask them to get their Bible, they can't find it. I ask them to turn to a particular scripture, and they can't even find the book, much less the verse. It's amazing how little knowledge we have of God's mighty Word. And to think that this mighty book, this book that we carry to church, this book is an owner's manual for life. This book tells us how to live. This book tells us what will happen if we do what is right. It'll tell us what has happened to us if we do what is wrong. All the answers to your life is written in that book. So it's amazing how we should read and study this book so we will know what to do. Now, these people in these big churches would be greatly displeased if God should interrupt the controlled orderliness of their services by speaking through one of his prophets, as he often did in days gone by, rebuking sin and calling them to lives of holiness and power. These people make no plans, nor leave any room in their services for the supernatural manifestation of the power of God. I think about the few times in the churches and that I've been a member of over the years when the Holy Spirit would speak to me. In fact, I'm going to tell you a story about a man that was preaching in a pulpit of a church I was in one time, and he absolutely said from the pulpit, "This church belongs to God. It does not belong to me. Now, God can do anything in this church he wants to do." And I believe with all my heart that man was sincere. But that man had been trained in a denominational upbringing that did not believe or teach that the gifts of the Spirit work today. So since this man had no knowledge of these things, when he said this church belonged to him, he had much more and got the word out of his mouth when the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, "Son, I have a message for the youth this morning. I want you to go give this message." He spoke that just as clear into my spirit. So I said, "Yes, Lord." So as soon as the pastor sat down, I got up and walked up there and sat down beside him. And I said, "Sir, the Lord just spoke to me back there, and he has a message for the youth this morning. A very short message, only 3 or 4 sentences, but he wants me to give it to them this morning." He says, "Don't you think if he had a message for the youth, he would have given it to me?" I said, "Did he give it to you?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, he gave it to me. He said for me to give it. What, do you mind if I tell them?" He said, "Yes, I do. I will not let you do it." And I looked right at him and told him. I said, "I guess we now know that God just put you to the test. You just made a statement from the pulpit that this church does not belong to you, but to God. And God can do anything in this place he wants to do." I said, "We just found out that's not true." Now, isn't that amazing that whenever the Lord tries to speak to another individual, in his word he says, "If a man has a word of prophecy, let him stand up and give it. And the one that's speaking is to be quiet and wait till he finishes." Boy, some of our churches today, if we had those kind of outbreaks, it wouldn't be long till some of those people would probably be asked to leave those churches. Because we have to feel like we're in total control as pastors. Well, let me tell you, as a pastor of a church in North Dallas, I open the floor almost every Sunday for people to give their testimonies. Sometimes some of the things those people say blows me away. But I have to realize that God is there to do his speaking through his people, and also the enemy is there to do his work. So you have to be careful. Whenever somebody stands up, you have to rightly discern, is this message this person giving, is it of God or is it of the devil? So that's where it's a pastor's responsibility to make that decision. But when the Lord speaks to someone and they come up and say, "I have a word from the Lord for someone or for this group, could I give it?" I try to say yes. It depends on what we're doing, but I try to say yes in every case because I want God to be glorified. And if he has a message and he gives it to someone else besides me, and I know he does that because the scripture clearly says that he does. And I do have people do that quite often in my church, that somebody will just get up and walk to the front while I'm speaking, and they'll come up and they'll whisper in my ear, "The Lord just gave me a word," and I'll stop and let them give that word, and praise the Lord. About 98 or 99% of the time, it's a great word from the Lord. Very rarely do we ever get the enemy trying to do something, but when he does, we always put him down whenever he starts trying to say things. And I have had that happen a time or two in my church. But as a rule, we have great and wonderful words from the Lord. Now then, these churches that have a form of godliness but deny the power, the Lord Paul told us in 2 Timothy 3 to turn away from these people. Now then, I'm telling you that there is a feeling of security and power in having a fine church and operating it efficiently and with a great financial budget coming in, and you got plenty of money in the bank and all those things. That is a good feeling of security, there's no doubt. You know, some of those people are reaching lots of people with the gospel, and some of them are not. But some of those organizations are reaching many people with the gospel of salvation. And that's good. Now, some of those big church and big organizations are not reaching very many people with the gospel. I don't know how many different people I have talked to in different kinds of churches that never read their Bible. They don't know anything at all about the Word of God. that just absolutely astounds me when I think about people that can't even find Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in their Bible. Now, it is amazing how these people get by from day to day. I just don't know how they do it. But all these people, all these churches that are preaching the gospel, whatever they're doing, all these things are good if they are preaching the gospel. And I am grateful to God that there are people out there that are doing a great job of getting people saved. At least they are telling people about salvation. And that, of course, is the greatest miracle of all. If you're not teaching people how to be saved, you're most definitely not keeping the commandment the Lord told you. Because in Matthew 28 and Mark 16, the first commands he gave us was to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And everyone that will believe and be baptized will be saved. Now, that is the first of all the commandments we are to do. Every one of us. Now, that's not just the preacher and the deacons and the elders. That's everybody in church. Everybody should duplicate themselves pretty regular. I would say that every Christian should duplicate themselves at least once or twice a year. At least you should get one or two people a year saved, in even regardless of what kind of denomination you're in. Now then, if you're not doing that, if you're not winning people to Christ, or the church you're in, even though it may be big and powerful, if it is not winning people to Christ, that church is nothing more than another one of those towers of Babel that is absolutely reaching up toward the sky, and that is too far away. You can't do anything with that kind of church. That church is producing absolutely no fruit for the kingdom. And that church is doomed to failure and confusion, even though it appears to be enjoying success. What a blessing we have to have talent that is consecrated and used for the glory of God. How wonderful to have knowledge. I would like to invite you to call me for the tapes. I have many audio and video tapes I would love to send you if you will call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd like to invite you to check us out on the web at tlsm.org. tlsm.org. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 in North Dallas. Start at 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Also, I'd like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school at our church the second Saturday of every month at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Starts at 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon, the second Saturday of every month, and we get to see the Lord do some many mighty wonderful healings. We've seen Him heal many people in these healing schools. So come and expect a miracle from our Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.